Congrats to Aaron from Los Angeles. He qualified to see 21 Pilots in Madrid. It is world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? On the program today, people are dumb. Jewel thieves left their cell phone behind. That teen in Irvine whose homemade science fair had the FBI and hazmat crews taking over their house for a week speaks up. Is your robot vacuum spying on you? What's up with Florida? The 420 catch of the day, that's our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got tickets for Nine Inch Nails when they play Honda Center this coming Tuesday night. Plus, we will continue to qualify you to see 21 Pilots in Spain. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Raise your hand if you're full of crap.
So in theory, you could have used someone else's vacuum and navigated it around their home to see whatever you wanted to see.
Yeah, I think maybe we should stop with the smart vacuums in the house as somebody has hacked into them. Details coming up. It is the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Another chance for you to qualify to see 21 Pilots in Madrid at the Mad Cool Festival is coming up in a little over 20 minutes. There's a guy named Sammy Azdufall who accidentally hacked into thousands of Romo vacuums, those little robot vacuum cleaners.
So in theory, you could have used someone else's vacuum and navigated it around their home to see whatever you wanted to see.
I'm not positive why your robot vacuum needs a camera and a microphone.
Software developer Sammy Azdufall was building an app to hack his DJI Romo smart vacuum. He wanted to use his PlayStation controller to make it move.
These vacuum cleaners are already automatic, so if they bump into something, they turn and go a different direction. But that wasn't enough for him. He needed to figure out how to control it with his PlayStation remote.
But in the process, he accidentally uncovered a major security flaw. With the help of an AI chatbot, Sammy discovered he could also access what he says were roughly 7,000 other vacuums.
This dude realized that he could activate the cameras and the microphones in 7,000 other robot vacuums and just watch and hear what he wanted to watch and hear.
Allowing him to get their approximate locations and even remotely control other people's vacuums.
Oh, I would have been terrible with this power. I would have just had the vacuum continue to attack them in their own home.
He could also see through other users' live camera feeds and hear through their vacuum's microphones.
Honey, why does our vacuum seem to always be in the room when we're having sex? Does that strike you as odd?
Features typically in place to help the vacuums navigate around a home and respond to voice commands.
Here's the hacker talking about he and his wife.
When it happened, my wife started to hide the camera from the robot.
Of course your wife covered the camera from the robot.
Because she was scared.
Of course she was scared.
Scared. Sorry, this makes me laugh for nothing, but why are they going to put a microphone in a vacuum?
Why do they have to put a microphone in a vacuum?
Like, I don't know, I don't get it.
Sammy immediately reported the flaw to DJI. After some back and forth, the company fixed it.
Why did it take some back and forth for the company to fix it?
DJI did not respond to a request for comment from CNN. But Sammy says there's an important takeaway here for consumers thinking about buying any smart home device.
Let other users be being beta testers before you, so the company will fix the issue before you buy it.
Yes, let other people find out that there's problems with it and you can be spied on. And then once they fix that, feel free to buy it. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Brian.
Brian, you're caller 20.
Let's go.
Well done. You're on the standby boarding list to see 21 Pilots in Madrid, Spain.
Oh, man, I'm excited. Let's go, Spain.
That is 21 Pilots in Drag Path. It is the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. There's been a really bizarre story that's been going on for about a week, and it involves a house in Irvine where weapons of mass destruction, people wearing shirts that say weapons of mass destruction on them, and hazmat crews have been going in and out, and this is the guy who had the science experiments going on, talks to Channel 7.
For the past week, an Irvine home has been at the center of an FBI hazmat investigation. We first told you about this case last week. Irvine police say it was all sparked by a juvenile mixing unknown chemicals.
Been following this story for about a week now because they brought in hazmat crews. Not just the FBI, hazmat crews and weapons of mass destruction specialists.
And we're now hearing from that 17-year-old who is months away from earning his degree at UC Irvine.
Oh, they made it sound like it was a kid who was mixing chemicals that didn't know what he was doing.
Orange County reporter Bianca Bono has the story.
The makeshift science lab in the garage of an Irvine home that Amalvin Fritz features on his YouTube channel is the same lab that has been at the center of an FBI hazmat investigation for the past week.
This dude has been documented everything he's doing on YouTube in that science lab.
I wouldn't describe it as anything more complex than a sixth grade science lab.
That seems like a lie. You're about to graduate from college and you have a sixth grade science fair project in your garage? Doubt it.
At just 17 years old, Fritz is about to graduate from UC Irvine studying biological sciences.
Biological sciences major with a sixth grade science lab? Doubt it.
And I hope that it can bring, a cure and a treatment for many diseases in the future.
Right. Your sixth grade science lab is going to cure diseases in the future.
He says his experiments involve items he buys at local hardware stores or online, including Epsom salt and acetone.
And what got the attention of the weapons of mass destruction people?
For the past year and a half, he's been documenting his interests on YouTube.
I was specifically interested in cyclooctatetraene.
Same.
But a lot of these molecules are things that you probably have heard of before.
But when a maintenance worker came to fix a leak at that home last week, Fritz's lab caught their attention.
If I remember correctly, it started a fire.
The worker notified the landlord, who called authorities, and ultimately the FBI's hazmat team and the National Guard's weapons of mass destruction team responded.
So why? Why did the weapons of mass destruction's team respond in Irvine?
Obviously, there has been different types of evidentiary material that's being examined.
James Conway is a former FBI agent and says store-bought chemicals and supplies can be used to create dangerous materials. Not surprised to learn that investigators took Fritz's phone.
There was some kind of a mention of a note left as well, but they haven't mentioned that.
They will fully scrub everything related to that to make sure that there's nothing nefarious.
Fritz says he and his family are supportive of law enforcement. After a week, though, believe the investigation has gone on long enough.
I mean, the weapons of mass destruction people have been there and the hazmat crews have been there for a week.
Despite this incident, Fritz says he plans to continue his experiments.
I believe that they had a little bit of concern as this is not something that you usually see inside a home because not a lot of people are very passionate about science.
I just love science and other people don't love science like I do.
And that's something I hope to change.
And the family's attorney tells me they'll be returning to their home later tonight after documenting what was done at the house.
I'm just gonna bet that this story is not over.
Raise your hand if you're full of crap.
It is world famous K-Rock 106.7 K. Nope. It's KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder. Gave up Red Hot Chili Peppers for Lent. Let's do the Strokes instead on K-Rock. I was at a show on Saturday night and somebody dared to do this song, Welcome to the Black Parade by My Chemical Romance. I was ready to storm the stage, but they were quite good. It's one of my top five songs of all time. Welcome to the Black Parade, My Chemical Romance on K-Rock.
Flashing the peace sign, a masked burglar got to work last May. The video, apparently taken by one of his criminal pals, showing how much jewelry they'd already collected.
People Are Dumb is next on K-Rock. This is a song from 2014. Weezer and Bethany Cosentino with Go Away.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
Flashing the peace sign, a masked burglar got to work last May. The video, apparently taken by one of his criminal pals, showing how much jewelry they'd already collected.
So they're jewel thieves, and they're videoing themselves on their own phones. This happened in Simi Valley.
From inside five-star jewelry and repair, and the big hole his crew had made to get in from the coffee shop next door. These new videos completing what security video had shown.
The security video showed a guy doing the marine crawl across the floor so that he doesn't set off any kind of motion sensor.
Before he reached up and spray painted the camera's lens before they began drilling through walls.
They were nice enough to get video of the whole thing for the police.
Another clip shows them using a crowbar to hammer away at a safe, apparently trying to break it open. And then two more clips ready for Instagram.
Yeah, they weren't finished using their phones and getting video on the scene. They had to continue the video at home.
Back at home, the four suspects going through their spoils, spread over a table, organizing and dividing what the victim said was $2 million plus of jewelry.
It's like when you get home from trick-or-treating when you're a kid.
For some reason, the burglars recorded their every step. And when he got his hands on it, Ventura County's DA used it against them.
Wait, so you shouldn't have video rolling of you committing a crime?
Sentencing three of the four-person crew today to at least 4 years in jail. The last member will be sentenced soon.
But their Instagram account went through the roof.
Dumbass.
You got another chance to qualify for K-Rock's Mile High Club Destination number 8, 21 Pilots in Madrid, Spain. Coming up in less than 10 minutes on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, my name is Taylor.
Hi, Taylor, you're caller 20.
No way. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
You are on the standby boarding list for a shot to see 21 Pilots in Madrid, Spain.
Oh, my gosh, that's awesome. Dream vacation and everything. Thank
Let's
you
go,
so much.
Taylor!
Thank you.
It is K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder. We have the 420 catch of the day on the way. Megan Holliday is here now for three things at four.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
Number one, a bar in New York City is going viral for catering specifically to people who date AI companions.
Oh, no.
Instead of candlelight and cozy two tops for humans, the tables are set up with device stands and charging ports so guests can sit across from their digital partners and enjoy dinner together.
How do they use the charging ports?
I guess they just have to plug their... Oh!
Come on.
She's a little slow.
Keep up.
She's a little slow. Oh, my God. Okay, so the concept is meant to be judgment-free, and it reflects how relationships are evolving in the age of artificial intelligence. But, Kev, I got to say, like, I can't deal with this.
Same.
I'm just like, get me off this planet.
Same.
At this point. This is insanity.
It is insanity.
Okay,
agreed.
But this is the direction we're headed in.
Yep.
Number two, a woman in Vassar, Michigan says a good deed completely backfired after she allowed her daughter's friend to temporarily live on her property in a converted school bus. Homeowner Candy Sherman says that she let the family park the bus in her yard, agreeing that they could stay for about 6 weeks while they got back on their feet. But months later, they were still there. And when Sherman tried to evict them, the people living in the bus filed a personal protection order against her so that she legally, like, she couldn't be near the bus, which meant she couldn't even be inside of her home.
Wow.
So then she had to start staying in her car until this whole legal process plays out. And I feel like I've been bringing crazy squatter stories in lately. And I just feel like this is why we cannot have nice things.
That is
okay.
True.
Number three. The slap heard around the world may finally be getting a follow-up. According to rumors circulating online, Will Smith and Chris Rock are preparing to sit down to face-to-face for a one-on-one interview with ABC News, which would mark their first public conversation since that infamous moment at the Oscars back in 2022. The two have never publicly discussed the incident together. Rock addressed it a lot in his Netflix special, Selective Outrage. If this actually happens, it'll be the first time the two of them sit down to talk about actually what happened that night. And judging by the internet's reaction, people are already treating it like it is the most anticipated rematch in Hollywood history.
The most anticipated minute. Sorry, dude, I lost it. Yeah, that sucked.
I know. That's what. Well, it's just going to be a huge apology. It's just going to be Will Smith crying, you know, and then Chris Rock just kind of going crazy for a second. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see what happens with that. I'm Megan Holliday. That was three things at four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
Triple J is a radio station in Australia, and they have a feature called Like a Virgin. I'm sorry, Virgin. And Turnstile just did a new live cover of the Stone Roses' I Want to Be Adored. Brendan says it's one of his favorite songs ever. The Stone Roses' I Want to Be Adored by Turnstile is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That is Turnstile with the cover of the Stone Roses' I Want to Be Adored, the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Got another chance for you to qualify for K-Rock's Mile High Club Destination number 8.
Get on the standby boarding list at 5 o'clock. It is world-famous K-Rock.
Super happy the Paradise is going to be back playing the Warped Tour.
Yay! Yes, round two. It's going to be a really good year.
Love it.
And coming up in the 5 o'clock hour with the phone topic, the best phone call, we're going to send you to see Nine Inch Nails at Honda Center on Tuesday.
Tesla driver napping behind the wheel of the car as it makes its way down the freeway. This was around 3:30 this afternoon on the 10 in Colton.
Yeah, this is not what you want to see, is somebody sleeping behind the wheel.
That woman apparently taking a little afternoon snooze right in the driver's seat, the car in self-driving mode. The witness who saw this tells us they immediately called the police. CHP sent officers to the area, but they were unable to track down this driver. Regardless of whether a car is autonomous or not, it is still against the law for the driver to be asleep behind the wheel in California.
That does seem bad.
Oh, I thought that's why you get those cars.
So self-driving cars?
Yeah, so you can nap.
Oh, self-driving cars scare me still already.
Yeah.
I don't even want to be in a self-driving
car.
No,
I've never taken a Waymo, and I never will.
Let alone falling asleep if you're the only person, and she's sitting in the driver's seat, too. Just her head is nodded over.
Having a little snooze.
It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. It's K-Rock. Let's talk about crazy things you've seen driving on Southern California freeways.
Oh, yeah.
Or streets.
Yeah.
Either way, 800-520-1067. What have you seen that you went, what? While you're driving in Southern California, and for the best call,
we have your tickets to see Nine Inch Nails at Honda Center on Tuesday.
All right, so the crazy things you've seen driving in Southern California, 800-520-1067. Strange things you saw while driving.
I've seen a person pleasuring themselves.
Oh, no. Did they see, did they know that you caught them?
No, they didn't. He was enjoying himself very much.
Wow.
The 101, yep.
Did he ever catch on that you saw him?
No, and my friends and I were all looking. Didn't notice.
He was having
a good old time.
He was in it.
800-520-1067. Strange things you've seen drive. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Elena from Simi Valley.
Elena from Simi Valley, you're caller 20.
Woo! Yes, I'm so excited.
You're on the standby boarding list to see 21 Pilots in Madrid, Spain.
Woo! Thank you so much.
We all spend most of our lives in Southern California on the freeways or driving on the streets. So we're asking about the craziest things you've seen while driving at 800-520-1067.
And the best phone call, we got your tickets to see Nine Inch Nails at Honda Center on Tuesday.
All right, craziest thing you've seen while driving.
On the PCH, it was a guy in an open-top convertible car.
So there's a guy in an open-top convertible car on the PCH.
With a girl, and they were doing certain things.
Oh, he was with a girl.
Oh, doing stuff. Certain things. What could they be doing?
Well, the girl was...
Sure.
Yep. She was headed downtown.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Going downtown, exactly.
Oh, my God. That's epic.
Did you give them a thumbs up or anything while driving by?
I'm sorry?
Did you give them a thumbs up or anything while driving by?
A little honk?
Well, thankfully, I had my Tesla on self-driving.
That's why the self-driving Tesla exists.
Two thumbs up.
Two thumbs up, actually.
Oh, nice. That's how you use the self-driving, so you can thumbs up.
Correct, mm-hmm. Yes. In that case, three thumbs up, perhaps. K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, so it was actually a couple months ago. I was heading down the freeway, heading out of town, and I was getting a little action from my girlfriend at the moment.
Right.
And I look over. And then all of a sudden, I see one person riding backwards on the seat where the steering wheel is. And I might as well have been hearing honking because they were having sex while I was driving next door to me when I was getting my own. Uh-huh.
Oh.
So both cars, there's the driver is having sex in both cars. Did you feel like you were getting ripped off?
Yes. No.
Oh, my God. So that's where all the action is happening, out on the streets,
right?
I guess.
Which freeway? The 5 South?
57 North.
57
Ooh,
North.
Oh, that 57 North action. Yeah. We love it.
It's sexy action on that 57.
Yeah, they were going north while she was going south. On
gotcha.
I did not expect it to happen like that.
K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, I saw a clown one time. And he saw me seeing him, so he started driving faster because I was trying to take a picture of him.
A clown?
A clown. A guy was dressed on his way to go see, kid's birthday party.
Oh my God.
So you see a clown in full makeup in the car next to you. And of course, you did the right thing to try to take a picture.
Mm-hmm.
And he wouldn't allow it.
He would not. Every time that I went to the left, he would go to the left. Every time I went to the right, he went to the right. It was just.
He was on to
it
you.
It was like NASCAR. It was horrible.
We are taking your calls and texts on crazy things you've seen while driving.
The 562 said, the craziest thing I've ever seen was someone doing lines of coke on the dash. Laid it out, lined it up, and went for it with a straw.
While driving?
While driving. That might have been me, like 11 or 12 years ago.
A lot of weird stuff today from what you've seen while driving.
The 310 said, I was on the 405 North and saw a VW Rabbit hit the center divide on the other side of the freeway, get all four wheels in the air, and come back down perfectly in the carpool lane like he was Tony Hawk.
Wow!
That takes some skill. That's epic.
That's pretty great. People in Southern California are nuts.
Yeah, they are. We found out a lot of stuff today.
Yes, we did. We were taking your phone calls about strange things you've seen while driving.
The craziest thing I saw while driving was this homeless dude in downtown LA pooping on the side of the road.
He was just going for it.
That doesn't seem good. Some things you like to see because they're weird. Not everything.
No.
No.
That's definitely not on the bucket list.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
It should be in the bucket list. K-Rock, hello.
Yes, someone brushing her teeth while driving.
Brushing her teeth.
That's crazy.
Yes. I mean, this woman, actually, she had two water bottles with her. One to gargle with, and then the other bottle to spit it into. So I think that's talent.
She had a system.
She did this regularly.
No, but it's just like, how busy can you be to not have time to brush your teeth before leaving the house?
Agreed. Kind of a rush are you in?
Oh my God. I knew someone that always did their makeup while they were driving. Like, that's where they would do their makeup while they were driving.
They would put the little pointy things
Everything.
Right by their eyes?
Insane.
Oh, my God.
Insane. People are crazy.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
K-Rock, what have you seen while driving?
I was driving back home on the 5, and the person next to me on the faster lane was in a bunny suit with a bunny head on.
You mean like an Easter bunny or a Playboy bunny?
I didn't get that technical. It looked at me, and up from its lap popped up a person in a squirrel costume.
What?
They both stared at me. As much as I try to speed up or slow down, they follow me, and they would always make eye contact despite that I can't even see them. It's their, like... What do you call them, helmets?
Oh, my God.
I love these people so much for torturing you.
It was terrifying.
Oh, my God. It's like Donnie Darko. I feel like this is what they do.
Yeah, and there weren't too many exits, but then I figured, like, once I get over the mountains, I was like, I'm not going home. I don't want them to
follow you, right?
Know where I live. Finally, they disappeared at some point, but I was terrified. I never told my therapist because I thought she'd think that I was making it up.
She's like, oh, you'll never hear what my crazy client said today.
It was really terrifying, Kevin. It's not funny.
It is. It is funny. You're wrong. It's hilarious.
It's crazy.
It gives me a good idea.
Oh, my God. That's unbeatable.
I think so, too.
That's unbeatable. So this is Ricky.
Ricky, congratulations for driving on mushrooms.
Awesome, man. By the way, no, I was clean in that drive.
Oh, I know. Sure. You saw a bunny and a squirrel. And they were stalking you. Yeah, that makes sense.
Maybe they were on their way to the furry convention.
That could be.
You know?
That could be.
Yeah. So,
are they squirries?
What?
Are those what you call squirries?
Not squirries, but furries. Yeah,
furries.
They consider themselves to be animals. Yes.
Yeah.
But not torturing other drivers. That's an extra level of great.
That really is. And Ricky, guess what?
That's bananas.
You're going to Nine Inch Nails on Tuesday, my friend.
Oh, that's so cool.
Furries win.
Well done for the furries. We want to send you to Madrid, Spain.
To see 21 Pilots. I'm going to put you on the standby boarding list. That is coming up at 6 o'clock on the world famous K-Rock.